This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to get into the overview we have every week with some stars from talk radio. The charts from Talkers Magazine are the subject matter. The charts of the big stories, the topics that people are following, at least the big ones, on local radio stations and national programs as well, all surveyed by the staff at Talkers Magazine. They come up with a list. This is the list for the first full week of January, January 6th to the 10th. We'll go through the stories, the people as we have time. Victoria Jones is here, the executive director of the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden, who's the ops director at our originating network, Radio America. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. And Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV show and also the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Because Jennifer only has a limited amount of time with us, I tend to start when she's here with the top of the card. Number one, the Iranian crisis, which seems to, at the end of the week when we're having these conversations, sort of be petering off because of the fiasco over the plane and what really happened with the plane, even though they're lying through their teeth about what happened. Pretty much the rest of the world knows. I think the Canadians started with the disclosure that, in fact, the Iranians did shoot the plane down. So what do you do now? What is this going to internally destroy whatever the relationship was between the people of Iran and the Ayatollah Yungabunga or the other parts of the government that the people in Iran don't really like, frankly. They don't like their government any more than we like ours.
Yeah. So I think for all the people who were shouting, we're at war, all these people had been killed, the news media went crazy when Iran launched its counterattack on the United States. They were really given a glimpse into what was really going on in Iran, and that is that they launched a low-scale attack against military bases in Iraq, two of them that house U.S. military personnel. But they warned Iraq, because Iraq has, another thing we learned, become a client state of Iran. The United States knew that the attacks were coming. They were able to move, and no one lost their lives. That's the good news. But I think it also shows you with the downed airliner that Iran was shaking in their boots. They are actually afraid of President Trump. They thought that the United States was blowing missiles back at them. They freaked out. They shot this airliner down. I do believe it was a mistake. I don't think they intentionally tried to do it. The plane was filled with Iranians. It was filled with Canadians. It wasn't really, there was no way that this would have been a push at America if they were trying to shoot something down. It shows that they were shaking and they were anticipating an American response. And the attack that they did do was really to save face with their own people. I think what's going to be interesting now is to see what the Iranian people do with this information. If they're able to get it, if they're able to get some truthful reporting, and there are a lot of outside influences in Iran, does this add to the divide that's already there between the Iranian people and the government, which really differ ideologically?
Well, there's a lot of stuff here. What is going on in Iran and our reaction to it, or the world's reaction to it, is based on lots of things. Some of them, the problem we're getting into here is that the news media around the world is unreliable. They don't really know what to believe. People react to things that aren't true. This thing seems to, however, have taken on a life of its own. And so where do we go from here? Do we just kind of relax and don't worry about the Iranians? They got their own problems. They're going to go away and not bother us anymore?
No, don't relax. Don't relax. Don't relax for a couple of reasons. One reason is that Russia is putting out a lot of disinformation about the shooting down of the Ukrainian plane. So just be aware of
that. Well, what's the misinformation? What is the misinformation?
Well, you have to sift through and figure it out because it's coming fast and furious.
Well, did you sift through it and figure it out?
Well, I'm sifting through it and figuring it out, and I'm trying to figure it out right now. But it's coming out. For example, there's conspiracies coming out. There's a pro-Russia site called USA Really, They're saying all kinds of things. But watch out for that website, by the way. It's called USA Really, and it's a pro-Russia site, and it's not to be trusted. And the other thing we need to look at is that the IRGC, which is a very important part of
Iran. What is the IRGC? What is that?
It's the Republican Guards. Mm-hmm. And the Republican Guard Corps, the Iranian Republican Guard Corps, put out a statement or said this week that they basically may not have finished their response to the United States. And the United States is concerned about cyber attacks and is very much on the alert. There have already been Iran.
Did the Iranians do something against the Saudis in terms of their cybersecurity this week?
There have been Iranian hackers, but it's not clear at all, so we shouldn't jump to conclusions, that they have any relationship with the Iranian regime.
For a change? Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah, but that they have any relationship with the Iranian regime. But there could well be a response by actual Iranian regime or IRGC hackers, and they are very, very sophisticated.
Yeah. All right. So let's do a little bit on the impeachment story with, again, Jennifer focusing on this sort of thing, especially on her local program in Los Angeles, which is decidedly right of center, even though she has a co-host that is left of center. But the station KRLA and the group that owns it are certainly in Trump's camp. How do you handle that? I think that's sort of the behind the scenes things, Jennifer. Even though it is your passion and you are very much a Trump supporter, in terms of going on the air and trying to fit into a lot of radio stations want to be supportive of Trump.
Story. I mean, I think the one thing that we pride ourselves on, at least on the show that I do, is we always give the story first, and then we offer a usually differing perspective. There are moments when we agree on things, but there's a perspective from the left, and then I give the perspective from the right. And I, quite frankly, when the impeachment trial starts, we'll carry the whole thing on our program. That's what we've been doing all along, because I think,
can't
at least
imagine,
if I were
anything more boring than that to listen.
No,
to.
I got to tell you, I think it's a civics lesson. People are actually kind of into how this process goes, whether you agree with it or not. To watch how the country is responding to this, to watch how the political parties respond to this. This is history. This is historic. Even though it seems like a very partisan effort, Democrats are kind of creating history here by going after President Trump. This is what politics are going to look like from here on out. And so I think it's really important, and I think it's important that we give it that heft. I mean, impeachment shouldn't be taken lightly.
I think that's an overstatement, but I understand where you're coming from.
Well, it's the most... Look,
right.
Impeachment...
Everything is an impeachable offense now. Everything is an impeachable offense. Everything.
I mean, you can list through every past administration. I can tell you... people have done to be impeached by these standards.
That they risk... The Democrats risk the overcooking of this because it isn't... The standard is not the same as it was when Nixon was up for it and then he resigned.
Right.
And certainly not the same. Clinton, that was a joke, that impeachment, and this is a joke. And so
it may have been a joke, but at least there was an actual crime. He lied under oath. That's something that you get in trouble for. It's something I get in trouble for. It's something that Rich Victoria...
Richie loves to go off. Richie, you want to go off on how people get caught in a web?
In the process.
I mean, you never testify to Congress because no matter what, they will find somewhere where you've backtracked on something you said before in history 20 years ago, and then all of a sudden you've lied to Congress, and now you're going to be impeached or you're going to be thrown in jail. I mean, even with baseball players on steroids, they were trying to get these guys to lie under oath so that they could get them in the pinch and then make them squeal under pressure. And Congress does this with everybody, and it is ridiculous. And that's why Trump never testified, because he knows it's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap.
Yeah, it is a trap.
There's hints, though, that the impeachment trial is just around the corner, so...
Yeah, but okay, so you'll be excited about it.
Well, I don't understand why. I mean, I think this does really bad things for the Democrats in 2020. They're going to have to explain away why this thing was so important that they had to impeach a president a year before a presidential election, and then they held on to the articles of impeachment.
But you've already explained why they're doing it. You've done a great job all along, and so has pretty much everybody else in the fold of explaining what the circus is about. That's
I hope the Republicans are learning as they watch the Democrats dig this hole for themselves. I hope
not
they learn
the
so that
themselves.
The next Democrat president that comes up, whatever that is, they don't try the same things because it is
well, that's
all
the thing, isn't it, Rich? I mean, you look at the Democrats, they're getting back at what Republicans did to Clinton, and Republicans, when they come in, are going to probably want to do the same thing.
That's
I think if
I
we're
this.
Lucky, if we're really lucky, this whole thing, this whole sham will end in the Senate, and it'll last longer. No, it won't. It'll last shorter than a Judge Judy episode. Yeah, shorter than Judge Judy.
There you go. Judge Judy, by the way, has been all over the place this week. Maybe have you seen all of the stuff about her and her impact on who she's supporting
she's
and that kind of stuff?
Something for Bloomberg.
Yeah. She got a book or something that she's plugging? Is that where she's out there?
No, she's out there to push Bloomberg. She's been very, very visible. And that's how we have talked about
it. One billionaire plugging another one.
No, she's not quite a billionaire yet.
Oh, my gosh, she's the richest woman on television, though.
Yeah, she's made a lot of money in that TV show for sure. So, and you say that with such disgust, Victoria.
No, I didn't. I said it by smiling. I said it smiling.
Yeah.
Okay. There, but for the grace of not God, goes me.
Well, so you wouldn't turn the money back if you were...
Are you kidding me? Of course I would not.
Okay. All right, and we come over to your house in Bel Air for a dinner on a Friday night. It'd be cool.
Yes,
18 past the hour on the thanks to Jennifer Horn. It's the way to lose weight now that's our focus. Go to Facebook.com/Calitrin if you are really curious to learn the benefits of using Calitrin. If you're not, if you've been under a rock or you haven't heard me talking about this for the last couple of years, this is the way, the healthy way to lose weight. You see all the ads around now. My God, every time you turn on television, there's either a commercial for a drug to lose weight or Oprah is on with her weight loss program. And that's cool because it gets you to focus on what the alternatives are. This is a low-key company that pushes a product that is low-key because it's natural. There's no drugs in it, no stimulants in it. It just works. Isn't that what you care about? Something that just plain works. Lose the weight and, more importantly, keep it off. Use the DJV code for the promotional value of getting on the program and keeping yourself there for 6 months. Calitrin.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Kendra Wright. The new year is here, so how are you going to stick with that resolution to have a more active lifestyle? How about combining a little fun and fitness? The Ring Fit Adventure game for the Nintendo Switch system is just the thing for both gamers and non-gamers alike. It's a new type of adventure game that lets players explore a fantastical world and conquer enemies using your body's real-life movement and exercises. It comes with wearable accessories that respond to the player's real-life movements, allowing the game to turn them into in-game movements. It's a fun way to get active. This is a true adventure game, designed to keep players coming back day after day as they level up their character, unlock new in-game fit skills, and get more active. What could be better than giving yourself or loved one the gift of fun that's also part of a healthy lifestyle? You can even create formal, customizable workout routines. Ring Fit Adventure retails for a suggested retail price of $79.99. It's a great way to start the year off right. Game and system sold separately, game rated everyone, 10 and up.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2% BOC discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back again to our focus on what's going on in the world of news talk radio. We have it every week at this time. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL Radio in Wilmington.
Don't we all do that?
Yeah. Yes, we do from time to time. Can't get my IT. What is it? My tongue's caught behind my IT. Can't see what I'm saying. Victoria Jones is here with us from the DC Radio Company. And Rich McFadden at Radio America in Washington. The Golden Globes show up at number three here, kind of tied with some other stuff that's pretty repetitive. I am criticized by my colleagues on the TJV program for calling out Ricky Gervais, who I think is a complete a-hole. I've always thought that. People say, oh, he's funny. No, he's not. He's not funny at all. Oh, that's my read on it. Who thought he was funny? Who watched the Golden Globes?
Every second of it. I thought was watching it, and I didn't believe what I was hearing.
Ah.
I just enjoyed watching those phony Hollywood types cringe. That was entertainment
for
me.
Tom Hanks was squirming. He could not believe what he... Tom Hanks couldn't believe what he was hearing more than I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
He was the best.
I love Tom Hanks. You know, Doubles, I have to tell you, when I am feeling low, which does happen from time to time. Okay. Do you know what I do when I'm not watching...
Get out a big bottle of wine. That's what you
do. No, I don't. When I'm not watching videos of kittens or videos of baby otters, I go and I watch videos of Ricky Gervais.
Really?
Because I just have to look at his face or the face of Chris Rock and I
Chris
start
Rock's
to
funny.
Laugh.
Yeah, Chris
they
Rock is funny.
Made me laugh.
You know who's
their
funny? Dave Chappelle. He's crude, but he's funny. Ricky Gervais is crude, and he's not funny, in my
view.
So
you actually just bring up a good point. You bring up a great point there. Okay.
Are you talking to me?
I was listening to. Yep, I was listening to Joe Rogan after the Golden Globes Ricky Gervais thing, and Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle are like besties, buds.
Yeah.
And he made the point that Chappelle is making it okay for other comedians to stand up to this PC, because all comedians right now, they were talking about this, all comedians right now are afraid of saying the wrong thing and being ostracized.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
But they use all these four-letter words
like,
all the time.
Whatever.
Maybe it's F this and F
that. Whatever
F.
I want to say, yeah. And you don't like it? I got plenty of money. I don't care. So,
well,
so then it gives people like Ricky Gervais opportunities to come out and call out Hollywood, and because he's afraid that they're going to tell him you can't say this anymore, and that that's going to spread to all comedians.
I think he should be able
like,
to say what he wants to say.
His whole gig is
like, that's how he feels. He doesn't care what he says. He doesn't care what he says, and that's what
right.
I love about it. He doesn't care.
Yeah. Well, there's a point where you, why would you hurt somebody unnecessarily? Why would you refer to, I mean, some of the stuff he said was just, it wasn't funny, it wasn't necessary. All right, I don't want to spend too much time
on
that.
You didn't think the Tim Cook sweatshop thing was funny?
Well,
I thought Tim Cook's reaction was funny. It's like brutal.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here wearing Apple AirPods and an Apple Watch in front of my Mac, and I thought it was funny.
It was it was a well-watched, I think 30 million people watched it, so it was the highest-rated Golden Globes for a while. But I don't think it was because of him. I thought it moved smoothly, and I thought there was some actual entertainment value. I always love watching the outtakes of the people who they're talking to anyway. I mean, I don't know why I find that so interesting, but I just, you know, the outtakes of how Leonardo DiCaprio looks at somebody when they're walking by his table.
It's about the dresses, man.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. And Brad Pitt's dirty hair. Boy, did I, when I said that on the air to the ladies on the DJV show, come after me. But I thought he looked dirty. I thought his hair looked, needs a haircut. His hair doesn't look, but some of the ladies think he looks sexy.
It's rock and roll, the music in these kids today.
Okay, that caps this half hour of the Talk Radio Review.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said Qasem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
Iran is now partially blaming the U.S. after admitting it accidentally shot down a Ukraine jetliner.
On Iranian TV, the country says its military was at its highest level of readiness amid heightened tensions with the U.S. Iran says those responsible for striking the plane will be prosecuted. Ukraine's president is now asking for the return of bodies and compensation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The perfect way for you to understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. You're a fan or you wouldn't be listening right now. And we understand that, so we put together some people, and I say we, I guess me and the staff, folks at Talkers and I work in a collaborative way to put together these programs that are based on the work they do, surveying talk radio stations, news talk stations around the country. So that's where this list comes from, People List as well. So we have a group of eminent radio personalities, Victoria Jones here with us from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Rich McFadden is along as well from Radio America. A lot of conversation about the fires in Australia. It's number four this week on the story list, and I think it's worth a moment or two of our time because there's a lot of confusing information from my point of view. You know, the climate changeologists are using this as a way to scare everybody. I'm not suggesting that it isn't impactful and that the things that are going on there. If you look, there's an overlay that I saw this week of the Australian continent that sort of overlays over the United States, and it's about the same size in land, and then you see the fires that are burning pretty much all around the circumferential areas of Australia, and you think, my God, what would happen if that were going on in America? And I think that's the implication, whether it could or would. We've had certainly some bad fires here in our country over the last 4 or 5 years. Is it because climate change? What I find, and I want to get your reaction to this, I stay away from this most of the time because I find it's a conversation, because it's so political, it goes nowhere. My position on it is, yes, there are things that are changing climatologically, thank you for that word, is it all because we're bad and we've ruined the world and yada yada, we better get on a rocket ship and go to Mars? Or is it an understanding that we have of how the Earth actually works, and looking back over what we know of the 4.5 or billion years, 4.5, 5 billion years the planet's been in existence, the climate has changed dramatically over 18 to 20,000 year periods, pretty much for a long time.
Well, Doug, you know, on my program, I've had climatologists, PhD, geologists, and others who disagree, one side, the other side. And, yeah, to your point, it's almost like a religion. Here's the thing that I'm wondering. I asked my audience this over the past week, and I said, look, text or talk, because we do both on the show, how many people have indeed been arrested for arson in Australia? And people didn't know. So, well, why aren't the networks and the cable news outlets showing that?
Because most of the fires have been started by
not most. They've arrested fires. Some
they've
of
actually
the fires.
24. Well, two in Victoria. Two in Victoria were started by a lightning, and they've got 24 arson suspects already arrested, and 150 more people on different charges, like discarding cigarettes and things like that. The point is, they show koala bears. They show koala bears because they're cute, and it tugs at your heart, but that's not news. I mean, once or twice, okay, koala bears, it's very sad, but what the hell? They don't report on how many scorpions have been killed, billions. Why? Because they're not cuddly, and snakes, too. But why is not the fact that they've arrested 24 people for arson part of the story?
It is news, and it is being reported. It is
not
being reported.
Not the front page and not the landing page.
Well, it is actually being reported. I don't know whether it's on television or not, because the Australian wildfires, unfortunately, can't get very much space on television because we're talking about other things. But it is being reported. I read about it because I'm following it, because I lived in Australia for nearly 2 years. I was an Australian resident, and it is being reported. However, the Australian government follows a policy of these large burns, these large, what they call, controlled burns, which are not as controlled as they should be to manage the brush. Now, this is not the way that the Aboriginals have always controlled the brush. They do it with much smaller burns, and they have been very concerned about these large, large burns for years, and they've been warning about this. So they are not at all surprised that this has happened. And yes, they show koalas, but there are many, many species of animals, some of which are not cuddly, but that are equally important to the world, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of animals that have died, well as many people who have died, and some entire species have been wiped out. And this is a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy, and it is nowhere near over.
Here's Rich, what you say? Here's a headline I'm reading, one of the headlines I read earlier was, it's not hundreds of millions of animals that died. Hundreds of millions of animals have been affected. But here's a headline I'm reading on NBC News right now. Australia's wildfire crisis faces a new foe, misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. And go to BuzzFeed News, and they've got it, too.
Well, basically the premise of this story, Doug, is that the wildfires are a red herring to distract you from really what's going on with the environment.
And that is?
Well, global warming.
What
they're saying
is that
all this talk about arson is just, it's made up by the deniers, by the climate deniers.
Hmm. Well, I think that this, we need to spend some time on it, but I don't want to have us overcome with it. I think it's worth. I just think there wasn't a lot of time being given to it. I don't agree with Victoria. I think there's been a lot of, even though we've had a lot of crap with Iran and the impeachment. The impeachment stuff is just complete crap. Complete crap, as far as I'm concerned. Presidential race, I think we should be staying up on that. What's happening with Iran, that's important. Knowing what's going on in Australia and having whether the impact is a number of animals that have been killed, it's still, the way I look at it, frankly, whether they were control burns or they weren't. The impact to the environment, that is the air that we breathe, is what bothers me more than anything else, frankly. Even though in the southern hemisphere, the trail goes the other way. In the northern hemisphere, the weather goes and the air goes from west to east. In the southern hemisphere, it goes from east to west. And so, but the stuff, because there's so much of that smoke and pollution, it isn't going to stay just in the southern hemisphere. It's going to affect the atmosphere around the whole planet. And that's what bothers me, because frankly, in my own personal world, I'm affected asthmatically and bronchially by this stuff that's in the air. And, you know, it's not good. It's not healthy. And no matter, you know, I've seen more people in the last couple of weeks because of my being on planes going here and there that have gotten on the plane. They wear masks in the airport. How many people, have you noticed how many people are wearing masks these days just walking around?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I couldn't.
All right, let's talk.
I don't blame them.
No, I don't either, Richie. The Boeing 737, number six this week on the countdown. Man, what a way to kill one of the greatest companies that has ever existed. These people are so damn clueless. And now with all of these hundreds of emails that have been, I thought they were leaked at first, but apparently they're part of the probe and they've come out of Boeing to show how almost before your very ears, a great American company is falling apart into shambles. Do you know they have 400 of these planes sitting on runways in Seattle and Spokane, where the plants are? They make these planes. Pilots won't even fly them to another airport to get them off the runways that are in Seattle. They don't want to even take them. Boeing wants to get them out of there because they stopped production, but they got these planes laying all over the place. They got 30,000 people they don't know what to do with who've been working on those planes. They're trying to ramp up the production of the 787 because that's their most popular plane at the moment. But they've made a mess of this company and they keep lying about it. And, you know, I mean, the fact that that the plane that was shot down over Iran was shot down, and it didn't come down because of the problems with the plane, because it wasn't a 737 MAX, it was an 800, and they're a pretty good plane. That was the series before the MAX. So, but, I mean, just to see them crumble, it's frustrating as an American, and it actually makes me angry. I don't know how you folks have reacted to this one way or another, but
disgusted.
It really is.
I'm disgusted. I mean, one Boeing employee says in a message from just last year, right?
Yeah.
This is apparently in references to interactions with the Federal Aviation Administration. This is a Boeing employee. I still haven't been forgiven by God for the covering up I did last year, one says.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Right? Mm-hmm. Another one says, would you put your family on a MAX simulator trained aircraft? I wouldn't, one employee says to a colleague. Another one says, no. Another one says, this is questioning the design of the MAX. This airplane is designed by clowns, who are in turn supervised by monkeys.
Yeah, lovely. All right, when we come back, let's talk about the fake draft. Again, Doug, there it is. The fake draft texts, which really have knocked some people on their butt, but they're, you know, it's pretty clear to see through what that's all about. We'll talk about it in a moment here. Overview of the top stories this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, just for your reference so you have the list in its entirety. From number 10 to number 1 at 10, the economy in the United States, stock market holding steady. Number 9, the Hunter Biden scandal and who he impregnated. Number 8, immigration reform. Kind of sputtering, I think, at the moment. Number 7, really important story for a lot of different reasons, those fake draft texts that came out, kinds of scams, and how secure is your even your texting web. Number 6, the crash of that Boeing 737 for Ukrainian Airlines. Number 5 on the list is the trial of Harvey Weinstein. Number 4, the fires in Australia. Number 3, the presidential race. Impeachment's number 2, and as I mentioned a moment ago, lots of different angles on the Iranian situation. So that's why it's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Message and data rates may apply. Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day, no garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment or review and subscribe.
On the people side of things, Talkers every week comes up with a list of the people that have most been in focus in conversation. So we start at number 10, and it's no surprise that it's the Prince and Duchess, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan. What's going on? They came to Canada. They're going to move around, maybe buy a house in America. Number 9, Hunter Biden. Harvey Weinstein, speaking of disrepute, is the number 8 most talked about person. The people that would be president and occupy the slots from 7, 6, and 5, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, etc. Number 4 on the list is Mitch McConnell, dealing with the impeachment and how to do that. Nancy Pelosi, also the focus on her is from the impeachment point of view, as number 3. The leader, the Ayatollah, at number 2 in Iran, and Donald Trump becomes number 1 once again. On this week's overview, that's the list of the hot people. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, it's time for us to spend a little... It's hard for us to get through all the cyber scams and all of the crazy things that are going on, but this number 7 this week on the countdown list is a focus on these fake draft texts. I had no idea how invasive they were. Have you seen any copies of these things when you're talking to your listeners? Rick, have you had a conversation about these texts that have been gone out and telling people they better go sign up now because the government's going to come get them and put them in jail? I mean, this is kind of outrageous. Who's stupid enough to believe this stuff?
It's not something that's really hit, I would say, like the psyche of our listeners yet.
Hasn't
I
it?
Think what happens, well, we do a lot of segments on IT, and there's a guy I have on the air quite often who's very, very well known internationally as a white hat hacker, a good guy, security expert. And I suspect that my listeners are really suspicious. Anytime they see something that is not from something or someplace or someone they know, they are instantly suspicious, and I think that's good news.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, suspicious is good. Richie, what are you in your circle? You've got a lot of people in your family who have been in the service. Anybody had anything to say that is anecdotally valuable?
No, I mean, you know, it's everybody's all over the place anymore. It's so crazy. It's just my nephew, who's the most recent, he came out of the Marines. He was in Baghdad and March of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I'm done with all the craziness out there. It's just, there's so many, the politicization of it.
What does he say about the, we have a few seconds left. What does he say about the treatment of vets who have become, hopefully he's not suffering from any of the things that became ailments
Definitely has to deal with PTSD. I mean, you know, he was blown up and his best friend was blown up standing right next to him. So he has to deal with that. And, you know, he's doing fine, but insufficient. And he doesn't talk a lot.
No. Well, I think that's part of the thing. They don't have the right people listening to them, so they don't talk at all in many circumstances. It's another one of those disgraceful things that we as Americans should be holding the people that run the country, their feet to the fire. Instead, we just say, thanks for your service and move on, which is pretty disingenuous. Rick Jensen from WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden here on the Countdown.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour as the week comes to a close. Victoria Keelan joins me with an overview of the top five items from the world of technology that are important this week for us to consider. Starting at number five with this smart grilling. This Weber grill looks like it could run a car factory.
Well, Weber is definitely one of the leading companies that makes grills. Some would argue that they're the best. They at CES this year, they introduced a new product that can turn any grill into a smart grill. It's called the Weber Connect Smart Grilling Hub, and it's a small device that has ports that are connected to wired thermometers. So basically, you can be cooking a whole bunch of different things. You plug in these little wires and have thermometers at the end of it. You plug it into whatever you're cooking, and it does all the work for you. It'll tell you when to flip it over. It'll tell you when you've reached the perfect temperature. So if someone wants a medium rare and someone wants well done, it'll all be programmed in, and you really can't mess it up. It's kind of genius. I think this is definitely going to be one of the biggest Father's Day gifts this year. It's going to launch in stores in early 2020, so in the next probably couple months. I'm sure they're aiming for Father's Day. And it's $129, so it's not actually that crazy of a price considering how much stuff this also does. It will give you tips and tricks from expert grilling chefs and how to best cook your food, recipes, all kinds of stuff. It'll also have, they're going to add Alexa to Amazon's Alexa support to the hub later this year, and then that will have new features and software updates and things like that. So even grilling has gone to artificial intelligence.
And we go number four, heading toward number one, is something really good from Delta Airlines.
Yeah, and this is an era where pretty much all the airlines are taking screens out of the seat back, and so there is no on-flight entertainment. And so now Delta is actually going the opposite direction, and they're adding more in-flight entertainment. They have a new binge button, and that's going to allow you to watch Delta-sourced content from the moment that you check into your flight. So before you're on the plane, you can actually be streaming all this Delta content. It's going to be really cool. They're testing it. They're going to start testing it this year. And if it works, which I think it will, then they will roll it out for probably by the end of the year. You'll start seeing it roll out in major cities.
Roll out the content. Number three, your mobile passport. This is a way for you to not have to stand in line for hours to get a new passport, it looks like, anyway, isn't it?
That is true. Renewing your passport, it's not a difficult process, but it is certainly a pain in the neck. And so the steps usually involve, you know, making sure that you have at least 6 months left before your passport expires. You have to fill out paperwork, get a new photo, all that stuff. Usually it takes about 8 weeks. So there is an app called Mobile Passport. It lets you renew your passport within 24 hours. Now, Mobile Passport is actually an app that's really a favorite among travelers. It lets you fill out your passport and declaration information and submit it in advance of returning into the U.S. If you're flying internationally, you can skip the paperwork, the long lines, the interviews at customs, all that stuff. A lot of people say it's actually even better than Global Entry. So now they've partnered with Rush My Passport, and so you can get it in 24 hours. You'll pay more of a fee, but that's to be expected if you're waiting to the last minute.
All right. There you go. Number two, your friends at the IRS are after TurboTax and H&R Block, too, right?
Yep, this is a big one. So last year, a report on Intuit, which is the company that owns TurboTax, report showed that it was misleading, deliberately misleading users into paying to file their taxes when those people were in the tax bracket where it should have been free. And so an H&R Block did the same thing. They made it impossible to find the free versions to file online, and then they ended up upselling people, and then they basically kind of scared people into thinking that they'd have to pay for the service or their taxes wouldn't be filed on time. It was just complete bullying on the part of TurboTax and H&R Block. And so the IRS, as part of the free file program, initially the IRS was not allowed to have their own free filing software. So if you ever went on to IRS.gov, you would get rerouted to TurboTax or H&R Block. Because they abused the system,
pretty good
the IRS
for
this
them.
Year, yeah, the IRS this year has its own free filing software, so you can bypass TurboTax and H&R Block and go right to the source. And if you are qualifying to, I think it's if you're under $60,000 a year, if you qualify to file free, then you'll be able to do it right through the IRS, and it's much, much better. And it's safer, because there are a lot of scams out there, too.
Okay, speaking of scams, the Army has been warning potential candidates for the Army about some fake text messages.
Yep. If you get a text message claiming to be from the U.S. Army Recruiting Service, ignore it, because it's totally fraudulent. These text messages have told people that they need to report to the nearest Army recruiting branch that the draft has been reenacted and that they will immediately be shipped off to Iran. Totally fake. Obviously, the U.S. Army wants to warn everybody about that.
All right. Good job, Victoria. Thank you. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.